This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV Experience, a radio program that fills your head with all sorts of great ideas. You can run home to mom from school and say, hey, did you hear this, mom? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are all here to assist in the conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. What is there, Victoria, that's on your mind as we get started in this hour?
Well, the Dalai Lama, who is, of course, the globe-trotting Tibetan spiritual leader, he will not be trotting the globe anymore. He is 82, and he is apparently exhausted and aging rapidly, and his spokesperson said that he will do no more traveling for the rest of the year. And apparently he does a few different things, like some ribbon-cutting ceremonies that last only a few hours. That would be fine. But the spokesperson said some of the engagements are for teaching, and they last up to 7 days, and he's not going to be doing that more and more. And so last year, he had public events in 8 foreign cities, 16 the year before that. So it is the 60th anniversary of the Dalai Lama living in exile in India, and that's actually coming up at the end of March, will be the 60th anniversary.
Thanks to the Chinese taking over Tibet. That's the end of that because they don't believe in religion. The Dalai Lama is one of the most inspirational. It's not like there's just one, but the stories that come about this one, it sort of reminds me of the Pope in A Manner of Speaking. And I was thinking, as you were talking about him being 82, how old is the Pope? Anybody know? His late 70s, isn't he? Somewhere in his mid to late 70s. I think he is. Yeah,
he's 81.
Is the Pope 81? Wow.
I had no idea.
He's got lots of energy. He's at it.
Yeah.
And still, I was curbed a little bit when it came to him because of him officiating at the funeral service for Law, but he still has a great message. He still is doing, I think, a great job in trying to put people and things in the world in perspective in a good, strong leadership way. So, all right. Well, hold a good thought for the Dalai Lama. All right, Jen, what's cooking with you?
A little bit of celebrity news. This is sort of a sad story, actually, that's been trending this week on the cover also of People magazine this week is Chrissy Metz. She is a star on NBC's series This Is Us. She said she suffered years of physical and emotional abuse at the hands of her stepfather when she was growing up. She said, I don't remember why trigger hit me the first time. That's what she calls her stepfather. He never punched my face, just my body. The thing that offended him so much, he shoved me, slapped me, punched my arm. He would hit me if he thought I looked at him wrong. She spoke to People for the April 2nd cover story saying that she's tough, but that those things really do break your spirit over time. She's got a new book that's out. Then she's going on a book tour, I think, actually at the end of the month. She was begging to know what she did, and apparently he just shoved her hard and harder. There are some excerpts available on People.com, and she believes he beat her because she was overweight. She said food was her only happiness at that point, and I guess he used to joke about putting a lock on the refrigerator. He would force her to do weigh-ins. She would sneak food in the middle of the night and in the bathroom because during the day he wouldn't allow her to actually eat. He was trying to put her on this forced diet.
Where do these people come from? Where do people like this get their values, and how is it that they are so starkly
focused? Where was her mother to protect her?
Yeah. Yeah.
This was the stepfather. Where was the mother?
Doesn't say. I don't know.
So sad. Oh,
maybe she just allowed it to happen.
There's a new movie out called Thoroughbreds. Have you seen the trailer for that?
No.
If you haven't, you'll be interested. It's a story in itself about abuse and two girls who take it upon themselves to dispatch the stepfather of one of them. And it's really kind of an eerie movie. I had an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday afternoon, late in the afternoon, after I'd seen my pal Miles, and I went to the movies, and I saw this, and I'd seen a trailer for it, and I couldn't make up my mind whether I thought it was something that I'd be interested in or not, so I went to see it, and it was it's not a horror story, but it's very dark, and it sort of tells that same story, Jennifer, of an abusive stepfather, and what he does, and what the girls then, in fact, do to take care of him. But it's so these stories, there are a lot of these stories.
We ask where the mother is. And so so many times, if it is a second marriage, a lot of times these women that get married, or they have their self-esteem just in shambles. And so they marry somebody and they don't want to say anything or put up a fight, even if they feel like that behavior from that person is wrong.
Yeah. Yep, a lot of those tough stories around. Speaking of tough stories, I find myself annoyed again with the state of things in Washington. The fact that Trump has turned to this beady-eyed boob, John Bolton, to be the new advisor, what is it, national security advisor. This guy was, I think, wasn't he the United Nations ambassador, and then he was in the Bush administration. He did a number of things. If you have any countenance to people and their background, maybe I should be a little less harsh, but he, in my mind, is responsible for lots of the boondoggles of the past, especially when it came to more recent Republican administrations. He's been around. You can see him on TV all over the place. There's nothing about him and his demeanor that gives me any confidence that he will do anything that's good. I know you have the opposite
disagree.
Point of me.
Well, why don't you like him? I mean, specifically.
I don't like his manner. I don't like his tone. I don't like his ideas. I just don't like him. I've never, the first time I saw him, I thought to myself, I'm looking at this. You know what it reminds me of? We've been talking a lot this week about children of alcohol fetal syndrome parents.
Oh, Doug, come on.
That's what he reminds me. Yeah, I'm telling you, Jennifer, if you trust my instincts at all, you do sometimes and sometimes you don't. I'm telling you, there's something about this dude that really is
well,
bad.
I've liked him. I think he did a great job in the Bush administration as the ambassador for our country to the UN. And John Bolton has replaced H.R. McMaster at the White House, in the cabinet as the national security advisor. He doesn't need a confirmation, so his job will start on April the 9th. And apparently there was some stuff going on behind the scenes. H.R. McMaster, and I didn't know this, was, I guess, looked at as is sort of the outcast in the circle of Rex Tillerson, James Mattis, and John Kelly, and they never really gave him the respect, which limited the ability of him to actually do his job. And John Bolton doesn't put up with that. He knows about the bureaucracy. He knows how to get things done, and he definitely will not be quiet about it. I think this is a hugely important move because Trump's going into a meeting with North Korea, and John Bolton is extremely well-versed on that. He lines up better with Trump as far as Iran goes because that's where Trump ran. Is tearing up the Iran deal, and he's more of a hawk on Russia, which is just a further indication to me that this administration, no matter what Trump says as the good cop, is tightening things up behind the scenes on Russia with sanctions, arming Ukraine. Now John Bolton is in, who's really a hawk on Russia. So I think this is just, it's only going to be good. I think the president and actually the country is going to be better served by him being in that position.
Okay. We're all entitled to our opinions, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And we'll see who wins.
It's not about winning or losing. It's just about, in my case, it's gut instinct.
I wanted him to pick John really Bolton for Secretary of State. He was one of the candidates a year ago.
The thing that happens with all of these, in terms of disagreement, what really the bottom line is here, we're all better off if the people in the important places do a good job and help to move the motion of the country forward. So if that happens and we're in a better place a year from now because of Bolton, I'll be the first person to acknowledge it. But there's nothing about him that I've seen in the past that brings me around to thinking that he's the best and the brightest when it comes to this sort of thing. And I don't know where the best is. He's also kind of a political hack. I don't know. I want to stop before I just find him to be about as annoying and as out of place.
A lot of people judge him because he isn't attractive. And, you know, I think that's really unfair.
I don't care for his approach to things. I don't care for his demeanor. There are a lot of things. He's been one of the few people, Jennifer, over the years that you've heard me be consistently negative about. And I just have that feeling about him. There are a lot of people who he sort of reminds me of a squirrely little mouse with a mustache or a squirrel. I don't know. I think I've made my point. So we can, yeah.
Yeah, once you threw alcohol fetal syndrome out, I think your point's been made.
Yeah. All right, let's make another point. 16, past the hour. Balance of nature, They are formulating natural health products every day that will help your body feel healthy and help your body maintain balance physically and mentally, because we all know when we are balancing our diet, and you are what you eat when it comes to veggies and fruits, and these people have the corner on the market, because what they've done in a very unique way is take 11 servings of ripened fruits, and they've cooked them, they've powdered them, and they put them into the capsule. And then there are another, I think there's about 18 or 19 different veggies that they put together in their vegetable capsule, so that you have the best of both worlds. Your mother has said, eat your fruits and veggies. Well, now you don't have to. You can say, no, Mom, I want my fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. I don't know how many sophisticated kids there are listening right now who say that sort of thing. But you can use these products to build up your immune system, which is what keeps us all cooking. It takes care of immune systems, take care of the inflammation in your body, and that's what causes disease and malfeasance in your body. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV to get all the value and enhancements of the product that this family has put together and done so well with. The value, that's what we're talking about. It's a value proposition. Fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. Use the promo code DJV.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like It Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Three after the hour here on the DJB show. Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I are just chuckling about what goes on this new show that Drew Barrymore stars in. But it's not so much the TV show that is what people are talking about today. She's been fat shamed by people because, didn't she? She's had a couple of children, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's got two kids, yeah.
She had an encounter with some rude fan who took a shot at her, suggesting she looked like she was pregnant. So she told the story on that Late Late Show with James Corden to promote her new show, That Santa Clarita Diet, which basically has her eating people. So you're into
maybe she's into just gaining weight for the role, right?
She said, "Let's face it, I hate it. I would much rather eat fettuccine Alfredo all day long," adding that she tends to gain some of the weight back when she's not working. She shared that one day recently when she was at a restaurant with a group of friends and their children, a woman mistakenly thought that she was pregnant. I've made that mistake, madam, on the air myself on occasion.
Best this just woman, not to ask unless you're sure.
No. Yeah. Boy, did I stick my foot in my mouth that day. Remember that story?
You. Yeah, I think right. I do. Yeah, people do not like that question.
No. Well, it was badly placed for sure. Anyway, so we generally like Drew. I think she's done one of the most fantastic jobs of sort of recreating or reinventing herself.
Mm-hmm.
She had a tough time as a child. Talk about the things that people do to in the name of authority, whatever it is. But she, oh, man.
But who are these people who just
who do you think
walk
you are?
Up to
yes.
a stranger
right.
and this woman was so awful to her and said, "Well, obviously you're expecting," and she was like, "No, I'm just fat right now." That's actually what Drew said to her. Mm-hmm. But it's I don't know. I've seen this happen before. Men, it's not just men. Women also.
Women are even worse.
Yeah. It's just, ugh.
And the way that she said that, well, you're obviously expecting, it wasn't being like, "Oh, congratulations, you're expecting,
right.
I'm so
well,
happy
what business
for you.
Is it if, yeah.
Well, yeah,
right.
It's not anyone's business, but to go up and be like, "You have so many kids, and you're obviously expecting," like, it was just a very judgmental thing to say.
Yep.
As a woman, like, no woman wants to hear that, especially from someone else, and it's just, people are so rude.
26 past the hour, music news now, focus on LSD. Yes. LSD. Let's go tripping.
Family program. Come on.
Yes, I know. Lucinda Williams, the L, Steve Earle, the S, and Dwight Yoakam, the D, have teamed up for a tour. It's called Worth the Trip, the LSD tour. brings together all three of these on a North American trip. It starts on the 12th of June at the Singing Music Pavilion in Boston called the Blue Hills Bangles, and one of those summer venues. And then it's going to be in amphitheaters and theaters across the country through June, July, and August. Lucinda Williams is hitting the road in the wake of a recent recording, Sweet Old World. So I'm trying to figure out who she is. I don't know. I know who Dwight Yoakam is, but I don't know. Are these people sort of connected country-wise? What's
She's
the story?
Like country folk rock, I would really? Describe her as, right? She's kind of the female version of Dwight Yoakam. So it's a really,
really
good it's a really good pairing with them. Yeah. She was buddies with Tom Petty. She was kind of a female Tom Petty a little bit too. So they toured together. She's not my cup of tea, but she's been around. And she's very popular. Yeah, she's 65, so she's not a spring chicken.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, she has been around. So apparently, there also is some new stuff for Yoakam, who is going to launch his own Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat radio, not station, but, you know, they have a channel on Sirius XM. So is this going to be a permanent thing? Anybody know? Because sometimes they create a channel that, you know, is in and out for a while, depending on what's going on. But I'm surprised that he would be able to, there's enough material for him, they can make a whole channel out of it.
Well, he'll program it.
Yeah. So it'd be sort of his picks, maybe.
Right, his stuff along with other, with the stuff he likes. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, we've been in Arizona for the past week test driving the brand new 2019 Ram 1500. The new American workhorse comes in multiple flavors, and you can now tow 12,750 pounds. The new 1500 also comes with some advanced mild hybrid technology that gives you a big power boost and puts out 395 horsepower while improving the fuel economy by 10%. To find out more about the new Ram, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show, and I want to share one of my secret weapons for a healthy 2018, the amazing Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. To say it's amazing is really an understatement. I struggle to get enough fruits and veggies in my diet, so Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables per day. The cost ends up being about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar or more if you're going to shop in your local store. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost the immune system. They also provide a health coach at no charge to guide you with any questions you have. Take steps to give yourself better overall health. Check out all their testimonials at balanceofnature.com. We use this product and you should too. Call them now at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or you can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV for a special discount. Balanceofnature.com. Use promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now, 26 for the new hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Story of a man who went to the movies and died. This is not exactly, I'm trying to visualize this in my head. You've seen perhaps the story about this fellow who got his head stuck in a reclining seat in the movies. And
what?
He got hurt so badly that he died.
Oh my God.
All right.
I saw the headline on this. What happened to him? How does that
apparently
even
the
work?
Seat clamped down on his head.
But what was his head doing where his rear end should have been?
Well, have you
they
ever
are
been
electric
to the,
seats.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever been to one of the new movie theaters where they've got, like, the recliners?
Yeah, of course. Yep. But you just push them back, though.
Yeah.
They're
well,
not, like,
I think
buttons.
He dropped some. Well, ours are buttoned. The ones that are in the theaters near me, they're electronic, so I don't think you can just push them down.
Oh.
And so I think he dropped something on the floor, leaned down to get it, and his head got caught between the two seats. Which sounds hilarious, but is actually terrifying.
Yeah, but that's it. He was looking for his phone. The leg rest was in an upright position.
Oh, that's what happened.
As he stuck his head underneath to have a look, the footrest clamped down onto his head.
Oh, okay.
He was stuck. The staff tried to free him, but they couldn't. The chair leg rest was broken free, and he got out. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he died.
Jeez. What was the cause of
suffered
death, though?
Cardiac arrest.
Oh, yeah, he freaked
so
out. So it didn't, like,
it.
Break his neck.
No, no.
Jeez.
But, you know, think about that in terms of
I apologize for laughing. That's horrible.
This would never happen to me, ever, because I am so skeptical of what's on the floor at movie theaters that I would never, if I dropped my phone, I would just wait till the end of the movie or I would just kiss it goodbye. Yeah. I would never be down trying to crawl on the floor. Ugh, gross.
Awful. All right, the focus on the protests this weekend, the announcement that the school in Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas School, is implementing new safety measures, additional law enforcement, clearing backpacks so that you can see into them, metal detectors, all of this sort of thing. Now there are Florida Highway Patrol officers outside each entrance of the school, and other law enforcement officials are in the building. I can't help but think this is, unless they think there are a lot of nut birds in this student.
Well, have you heard what's been going on there over the last week or two?
No. Well, I've heard, but I may be missing something.
Kids are bringing weapons to school. They're bringing knives and stuff to school, and so they want the clear backpacks because these kids are bringing stuff in. And
why? To protect themselves? Is that
the
theory?
I don't know. To protect themselves. Who knows? Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I understand where they might want to, because apparently another one of the deputies from Broward County Sheriff's Department was reassigned because the guy that was supposed to be protecting the school campus was seen taking a nap in his car outside during the day. And that, I don't know how in the heck you think it's appropriate to take a nap a month, I guess, to be fair, after a huge school shooting.
Yeah.
Ugh, but he was napping. Maybe they feel like they have to carry weapons to school. Who knows?
I don't know that the clear backpack, I don't like that part of it. That's the sticking point for me on all this. They're going to install metal detectors, which I'm totally in favor for. I've been saying that from the beginning. I'm in New York City. These shootings do not exist. All the schools have metal detectors. It gives the kids peace of mind. Once they're through the metal detectors, they're not looking over their shoulder and wondering who has a gun. And there are so many kids right now across the country who have anxiety about going to school because of their own safety. So I'm totally in favor of that. But the clear backpack thing, what's the point of that if you've already gone through the metal detector? I feel like that's just a way to invade everyone's privacy, especially if you're a girl, you're carrying tampons around or whatever. I just think that there's so many things that are wrong with that. I'm not down with that part of it at all.
Well, it's a tough time to be a child. I wonder about what goes on. I tell you, I went into the school where Miles is in preschool, a school that's run by UCLA, where both his mother and father are professors, and Megan and I went to pick him up last night. And to the security to get in there, every parent has a key card. The door is locked. You have to use not only a key card, but you have to have everybody's got an individual number to punch in to the key code. So you activate the key code with your card, and then you put a number in order for the door to open. And there's literally no talking to anybody inside. The doors are very large and very strong. And the building itself is surrounded by a tall steel fence. You can see the youngsters playing in the yard from outside, but you can't get in. And this is preschool. So you ratchet it up to elementary school and middle school. And I mean, maybe they'll feel like it's normal because they've grown up in this circumstance. I'm sure Miles doesn't pay any attention to it. And I don't know that I think I was a little taken back because I get there a little early. And so Megan hadn't gotten there yet to pick him up. And so I'm standing in the parking lot, kind of walking around, just looking. And so, you know, Megan comes in and she... She looks at me. They look like some old dude who's casing the place. And, you know, she was laughing about it, but I could see where, you know, and this, nobody trusts anybody anymore. We're suspicious of everything and everybody.
We have to be.
Is that part of what it's like to live what supposedly is a normal life? Is there anything that's normal anymore? What? This is the new normal. Isn't that what they call it? The new
normal.
This is the new normal.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, Jennifer, I saw this and I sort of thought about you as we talk about all these crazy things that are going on. Did you see the footage that was released from the Mandalay Bay Hotel? Finally,
I went nuts over it. Yeah. I watched that too. Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us why you went nuts.
Well, because there's just there's been no information being given about this Las Vegas shooting. We've received very little information. There's been no transparency. It feels like an effort to cover it up. And then, lo and behold, months after the shooting, MGM goes, oh, yeah, well, there was some surveillance footage that we had, and we've edited out some of the parts that we probably wanted to see, right? But they say it's still part of the investigation. But finally, they released some of it almost 6 months after the event. And you see this guy carrying boxes. He had someone helping him. He had a luggage cart and somebody from the hotel helping him push suitcases full of ammunition and guns up to his hotel room.
They didn't know it was ammunition and guns.
Well, they didn't, but it seems awfully weird if you know this guy, like they say they did, that he's a known gambler and that he stays in the casino all the time and people knew who he was. No one, does he always carry 20 bags around with him? Nobody thought that was odd.
Yeah, and you see him tipping the guy, too, the bellhop. Can you imagine what that guy is living with, knowing that he helped bring the ammunitions up to the room?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I still think something else is going on here. There are so many conspiracy theories, and mostly the conspiracy theories exist because there's been such a shutdown on information. And I know that that's because the MGM has done a lot to control the flow of what we know, because this is a huge liability for them. Not only are they being sued by all the victims, but they can lose a lot of business if people feel like they somehow failed with security.
Yeah,
right.
Right. This is a bad way. This is bad for them. Really bad for them.
And so I'm sure that's part of the shutdown effort in this information. Because they're like the big player in town and they can put a lot of pressure on people. But there are all sorts of stories, like that this guy worked for the CIA, that he was running drugs, running guns. Who knows? It just seems awfully odd that a guy who lives in like a middle class neighborhood in Mesquite, Nevada, was a guy that could afford to gamble millions of dollars away on the weekends. It's just, it's bizarre.
But then how did he have, he had, what, $100,000 in cash that he wired to that girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Where did all that money come from? What did he do for a living?
Right.
That's a lot of money. I don't have $100,000 in my bank.
Right. I couldn't wire that to somebody.
I don't even have 10% of $100,000 in my bank.
Join that crowd. Let me just go backwards for a second, because I meant to bring this up when we were talking about what's going on in the schools. There was a survey done a week or so ago by the National Teachers Association, and they asked the question about whether teachers want to carry guns in school. And according to the results that I saw here, 7% say that they would be comfortable carrying guns in school. More than a third of the teachers surveyed said they want tougher gun control legislation. 20% favor an assault weapons ban. 10% want background checks for potential gun owners. Preventative measures against school shootings and other things that have been it gets put from Sandy Hook on. They were front burner items, and then they go to the back burner, and then they come back to the front burner. The latest situation, you know, brings it back around to the conversation. I don't know that I am comfortable. I think if a teacher wants to have a gun and is qualified to have a gun, maybe that's one thing, but it does bother me that there could be. I know, where is the gun? Is it a carry gun? Is it in the desk?
It's a concealed carry. It's how people that are next to you at the mall carry their gun, or the air marshals carry their guns when they get on the plane with you. And
do you ever think of that when you're in a public, Jennifer? Does somebody next to me have a gun? I never think about that, actually. Yeah, well, but I understand that, but I'm just curious as to whether any or all of us think. I don't ever think about it. Is there somebody next to me that has a gun? I just don't.
With the amount that you travel, it surprises me that you don't think about that more, because what they're proposing in schools is really similar to the Air Marshal program, and that is the person is not going to be identified. Even other teachers at the school wouldn't really know. They might get a little extra money in their paycheck, and if they want to carry, you know, and they can have, they can still carry on campus. Mm-hmm. Big deal. I don't understand how that hurts anybody.
Have you seen this? Setting up restrictions on the sale of firearms by its business customers. So what they're doing is telling people who are borrowing money, or they use credit cards, you cannot use your credit card to buy a firearm. You cannot use a credit card to buy any, you can't use any of their banking services or raise capital.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but this sounds unconstitutional.
It does. Well, you don't have to do business at the bank. Go some other bank.
I can't believe we'll actually disagree on this, Victoria, but it's actually their right to decide who they want to do business with. Now, that means I would tear up all my Citibank cards, my Citigroup cards. Yeah. Forget that. I don't want them telling me what I can buy.
Yeah, I just don't understand how legally they can say you can use your card everywhere else except at a gun store.
Private business.
I don't know. It really is. It's pretty amazing. But if this is...
I don't... You know I'm anti-gun, but I still, on the side, I think that could be easily challenged.
Yeah.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Are you a business owner? Hi, everyone. It's Jen from the DJV Show. And if you're a business owner and still using a free personal email like AOL, maybe you use Gmail or Yahoo email, you could be costing yourself thousands of dollars. Consumers just don't trust businesses with free emails the same way they do with professional emails. Make your best first impression with your own professional email. EasyEmail.tech makes the process easy and affordable. YourCompany.com or .shop can make all the difference. Find out more today. Call Easy Email today, toll free at 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or whatever professional email you prefer. You don't have to know anything about the computer. Easy Email does it all. They do all the setup and they're there to guide you through the whole way. U.S. based with real people ready to answer when you call. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank account, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's now 53 after the hour here on the DJV show. Time for our weekly visit with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert, and conveniently he has a website called ourautoexpert.com. So he's here to discuss all things about your car. I noticed that there was a the whole focus on the mix being developed by the car manufacturers. Nick, the mobility revolution, we've heard this week a lot about the car that ran over that woman that was self-driving, whether we're going to be humans operating our cars or whether they're going to be run by machines. And then there's the debate about gasoline-powered engines, diesel engines, electric powertrains, that sort of stuff, whether you're going to own your car or you're just going to rent a car from Zip or whoever the mobility service is. So it's really kind of a time for technology and business here together to try to figure out what's going on. Do you ever feel uncomfortable about the future of the automotive industry?
Every day. I think everybody else does as well, and that's part of my job, is to sort of explain it to everybody. It's going to be a very confusing future. I think Mary Barra, who's the head of General Motors, said that we have come further in the last 5 years than we did in the last 100 years of car development.
It's almost it's too fast, don't you think, Nick? Too fast?
Absolutely, Doug. And the older you get, the faster it seems to go, right?
When you look at that Uber thing in Tempe, Arizona, you look at that and you think, okay, this isn't ready for prime time by any stretch of the imagination, yet we're sort of being victimized. That poor woman on that bicycle, if you saw the video of her being hit, and then the video of the guy who was in the car paying no attention, and, you know, you can understand, you're not supposed to pay attention if it's self-driving, but It really was sobering, I thought. Did you see that video?
Yes. Yeah. So what it's done is it's put us back a long way in how comfortable we feel with those cars. And now they've got a big PR job to do. If you want to try and sell a self-driving car to somebody, you now have to get those images out of somebody's head and tell them it's completely, it's not going to happen at all.
So you think this will slow down that movement anyway? Will this change that part of the movement?
I don't think it'll slow down technology. That'll go ahead the same way as it's been going, in a sense, too. There might be some new rules. There might be some new difficulties that we have to get in, you know, the manufacturers have to get involved in before they can get things approved. And there might be less places in the world that are willing to test self-driving cars. But, you know, this is clearly a way for people to go ahead and for car companies to go ahead. There's good reasons for them to go to self-driving cars. So that's important. But the question is now, will people want to ever get in one? And even if they make it, will people come? That's the difficulty. I think they will eventually. If you think about things like the railroads and things that were pioneering in the United States, you know, hundreds of years ago, a lot of people died making those, a lot more than should die, making the self-driving car. It's going to be, you know, every death is going to be a tragedy for the self-driving car, but at the same time, it's not going to stop anything. What's going to happen is we just got to be able to assure the public that these things are safe. And I think a lot of people don't believe that today.
I don't. I don't want anything to do with them. I wouldn't. And is this the sort of thing you can mandate? Can the government say you must not drive your car? All cars after this date will be self-driving and you won't have any say in it. I don't want to live in a place like that.
No, I don't think that'll happen, but I think what will happen is you'll start to see self-driving highways come in. So a particular highway where you live might have a lane that's only for self-driving cars, which actually makes a lot more sense because then, you know, you and I can get our car, personal car, on a road and not have to worry about a machine-driven car.
Right.
So it'll become more like a separate driving lane at first, and then those driving lanes will probably increase the more self-driving cars are on the road. But
well, that's okay for a big super highway like the HOV lanes, but when you drive on I live on an old back country road that's barely 16 feet wide, you know, what happens there?
Well, the positive thing is that self-driving cars do a lot better just on highways and just on very big straight roads. The harder for them to operate, it is on those little country roads, on those little roads between back towns or up the coast or something like that. So the likelihood of that happening is going to be less. We'll have them a lot on self-driving big highways way before we'll ever see them on little roads by the side. So
but what happens if you get off the highway? You have to park the car and walk?
You won't start to see individuals using these cars, first of all. You'll start to see people like Walmart using them, where you'll see 100 or 200 trucks going up the highway. So it'll be different. You won't drive it yourself.
Nick Miles, our auto expert. Say it again, Doug. Our auto expert.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.